please.
There it is again. His father. He's still in there after all these years.
Oh, stop talking nonsense, Elise. Your father was given a decent burial. You saw him in the grave yourself.
No. No, he's come back. He's come... You must hear that, Stefan. Oh, tell me you hear it.
I hear a noise of some kind. Probably a tree outside the window. But we'll soon find out.
Oh, no.
Courage now. I'm opening the door to your father's room. I'll hold the candle up. Elise, what is it?
A man. Hanging by the neck.
Where? I don't see anything. Do you, nurse?
No, Mr. King. I don't see anything.
It was good of you and Miss Lane to come down so quickly, Mr. Cranston. Frankly, I am very uneasy.
Yes, so I gathered from your telegram, Mr. King.
You also mentioned something about a gypsy curse. It sounded extraordinary.
It's even more sinister than you think, Miss Lane. It's already accounted for the lives of two people. My wife's father and mother. Now I'm afraid that Elise's life is threatened.
Suppose you start at the beginning, Mr. King.
Now, that takes us back a good many years. When George Stanfield...